nation.
The only way we will defeat this outbreak is for all countries to work together in a spirit of solidarity.
The White House says China has agreed to allow U.S. health experts into the country as part of a World Health Organization team.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
So yesterday morning at this time, we were at 42. What do you think? What do you think we're at right now? What would you say? It's a warmer temperature than 42.
It was
42.
Warmer. It probably was 50 maybe when I was driving in.
So it's 67 right now.
What?
67 right now. We had 78 yesterday. We're going for mid-70s today easily. And it's very spring-like. Spring tease today, but we have a storm system on the way, as you probably know. If you watch my morning video this morning, you know we have a severe weather threat tomorrow. Today, breezy later on. It's not breezy at the moment. There's hardly any wind. Well, there's a 10-mile-an-hour wind at the moment. But scattered showers here and there today and tonight. I think a lot of the day is going to be dry. Low tonight, 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible anytime, but especially in the afternoon and evening. And the greatest threat for the severe weather, the window for severe weather, begins late tomorrow afternoon and continues through tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, and through the overnight hours, a rather long window from, let's say, 4 p.m. tomorrow till about 6 o'clock the following morning. That's 16 hours where we could have some locally heavy rainfall and some damaging wind gust and maybe a tornado or two. And then looks like more rain on Thursday. Thursday's high in the mid-60s, and the total rain from this system could be 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little bit more. And then breezy, much colder Friday. Yeah, so 67 right now after 78 yesterday. It was a good day to be in the park. I know you're stuck here all day long.
Yeah, but, you know, I went and got a workout in.
Did you?
Rode with the top down a little bit.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Get
good,
some sun
good.
That way.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as part of this getting to know Rich Thomas.
Oh, yeah. What's the question
here
today? You got a question?
Was there anybody when you were, like, a kid that you wanted to be, that you idolized?
Well, the reason I'm in this business is a guy named Dick Goddard.
Dick Goddard.
Who's did the weather for over 50 years in Cleveland, Ohio. In fact, he just recently, a couple of years ago, got off the air at the age of 84,
oh my.
85. And Dick Goddard's the reason I'm in this business. And recently, Eric Snyder is also from Cleveland. He grew up watching Dick Goddard, too. And he's a lot younger than I am. So that is why I'm in this business. And I wrote him a letter and told him so. So that's who I wanted to be. But whoever who would you like to sit next to on an airplane?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, and of course, you can't bring anybody back, but I would love to talk to Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, really?
Abe Lincoln.
Abe
yeah.
Lincoln.
Yeah. Especially on an airplane.
You know, I can't believe this was allowed, but you know, in senior yearbooks, graduate from high school,
right.
You have a quote.
Sure.
Not what people write in the back, but what is officially in the yearbook. There's your senior picture.
She's dumb.
There's a quote. It's some quote from the song, Sometimes It Snows in April. It's like deep, profound, moody, you know, all the things that I hope I am, but usually I'm not.
Right.
No, but I bring it up because one of my classmates, he'll remain unnamed.
Okay.
But his quote, I can't believe this got through the yearbook committee, was, never look back, Abraham Lincoln.
Okie dokie.
Like, wow.
On that note.
Yeah. News and views begins.
You remember the line, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show?
Right, exactly.
Have a good one, man.
You too, Reg. Yeah. You too. Folks, this forthcoming hour of News and Views, first hour of the program, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off for a Valentine's special. 50% off. It's a great gift, especially some of y'all who are, you know, celebrating Valentine's. You do the usual thing, dinner out, maybe some chocolates. I don't know how much wives or girlfriends actually like teddy bears. I guess some of them do. They do sell those things. But why not? Especially if you're 20, 30 years in to your relationship and you have some old home videos that are of the family or maybe earlier days, your salad days, getting together. Why not recapture those memories by restoring those old videotapes? 50% off all video transfers to digital DVD format, not including films, right now at Dan Black Studios. But you got to call them, 279-6036, 279-6036, and be sure to tell Dan Black and the team, you're a News and Views listener, that you want that 50% off on those video transfers. Dan Black Studios, they also provide business services from website design, video editing, so maybe you have a bunch of photos or some raw video footage, you want to put it together in a nice production package, they can do that for you. They also do video production from the ground up, whether training videos, television commercials, anything you can think of having to do with video production and presentation. Dan Black Studios has you covered. So call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this, the upcoming hour of News and Views.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Governor Kay Ivey gives her State of the State address tonight. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a shooting over the weekend. Authorities say a man was found shot to death in the 4000 block of LH Hamilton Road around 6 o'clock Sunday night. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margaret Huang as the new president and chief executive officer. She's currently the executive director of Amnesty International. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, live in concert on Thursday, February 13th at the MPAC. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Don't miss your chance to experience the guitar event of the year.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Joey Clark here, sitting in the captain's chair. 272-9228 if you want to get in. And can somebody at 272-9228, so I don't have to Google it myself, my fingers are tired this morning. My fingers are tired. But could you give me the name of the chair of the Democratic Party of Iowa? Or anybody responsible for this fiasco in Iowa, Yeah, it was supposed to be the big night, the kickoff of a big political week. Huge, huge news week. And my goodness, did this fall apart. I'm asking for the name, whether it's the chair of the party or the organizers of these caucuses around the state of Iowa. It's supposed to be first in the nation. Big deal. Big, big effing deal, to quote Joe Biden. And yet, it's all fallen to pieces. The campaigns, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, certainly, the Buttigieg campaign. All the campaigns are up in arms, some trying to claim victory already. But I'd like to know the name of the chair of the Iowa Democratic Party or whoever was in charge there, because they should be charged with bestiality for screwing the pooch so bad. Oh, my Lord. Actually, it's delicious. It's hilarious. 272-9228. Let's just enjoy, what do they call it, Schadenfreude? Pleasure and other people's mishaps, pain, mess-ups. Misery? Yeah, I'm feeling it this morning. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Mom Nut. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Mom Nut. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, I'm sorry, but I don't know his name, but I do remember one thing about that dude.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him on an interview. That's probably Fox News, but his teeth were so weird looking.
Weird looking teeth?
Yeah, they like glowed around out edges and kind of dingy in the middles of them. And
oh, Lord. See, I'm self-conscious about, I need to get back to the dentist. It's not too bad for me, but I'm self-conscious about that I'm not, 100%, not 100% when it comes to my dental hygiene. Ew, I know, folks. It's a shame when somebody's teeth are not just gross, but weird.
Yeah, well, do that hygiene thing and you don't end up looking like me.
Oh, Lord.
Missing teeth.
Oh, I don't want that.
No, you don't want that. But anyway, hey, sorry I couldn't get that, but somebody could. I know the next caller will have to ask for you.
Yeah, and to answer what I know you were about to ask, Mom Nod, and all those out there listening, Jack Campbell's delayed today. There are some inconsistencies this morning in reporting. It was a technical issue, so we'll have Jack Campbell's results here in mere moments.
You heard anything on the results of the Iowa caucus, or we're waiting on?
No, Jack? We're still waiting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're still, I thought we would at least get it by this morning, but it's bad. It's really, and even if they have some sort of tally by now, all these candidates, especially the Biden campaign, are like, don't release that publicly. We want to see how this was done.
I got some good news. Tiffany says something different.
Yeah.
There was a new commercial.
Yeah, she said that she would be talking to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, and by the way, I did revisit, like, I looked over, actually before that flurry of calls yesterday on the Jeff Coleman, like, cover spread for the Wiregrass Electric whatever. I looked at Jeff Coleman in that flight suit again. I'm like, just looks so dumb. Not that he is. I'm sure he's intelligent enough, man, built a big business, all this stuff. I'm talking about when I saw the photo of it, I'm like, that's just, ew. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
Good morning, Red Top. It's very obvious now the same person who designed the Obamacare website put together this one right here.
Right.
I wasn't paying much attention, but all of a sudden I turn on a PBS last night, and Judy Woodruff is sitting there, and she says, at the end of probably a three-hour program, well, this is something. We have no result. And that's when I realized that probably nobody came to any of these caucuses, hardly at all, and they got no numbers to report. They got nobody.
Right. And by the way, this is the worst possible outcome for the Democrats. Like, they were worried that Bernie was going to win. And that seems, I bet you when we finally get the results, Bernie has won. And I think Buttigieg actually did show very well.
I still say Buttigieg is going to be the nominee.
It's possible. He's got a lot of work to do if he is going to be the nominee. But My goodness, it is the worst possible outcome that you have no clear winner. It now plays into the conspiracy theory, especially from the Bernie bros. And I don't think they're completely paranoid. I think they have a point, especially given what Clinton and the DNC did in 2016. So this is terrible. What they needed last night, the Democrats needed, was somebody to get a clear win. So all the cameras are on that person. They give a great speech about how Trump's a pathological liar. He's a racist. I mean, they wanted all the media focused on that moment, whether it was Bernie or Liz Warren or Biden or Buttigieg. And they didn't get that. So now, not only is President Trump get to talk tonight, unabated, he also is spiking the football and trolling the hell out of the Democrats. And so are most of the media. For instance, Trump just tweeted about 54 minutes ago, "When will the Democrats start blaming Russia, 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 instead of their own incompetence for the voting disaster that just happened in the great state of Iowa?"
Well put. Well put. He's kind of pissed. You know, the Democrats pissed a lot of farmers off, I guarantee you. And, you know, I saw a lot of interviews, people really. But nobody's talking about what these people are running on. I think once people start looking at what these Democrats are running on, they go, "Man, I ain't going to touch that." So I'm very pleased at the bad turnout and the results for the Democrats. Just what they deserve.
And Red Top, a secret producer, a super secret silent producer, just texted me the info on the Iowa Democratic Party. The chairperson is named Troy Price. So, Mr. Price, I think you should be charged with bestiality.
Go get him, Joey. I'll see you, man.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. Let's go to line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning.
Hey, is this Jim?
It's Jim. Hey, yeah.
I know your voice at this point.
I'll tell you what it is. It's karma, Joey. It's karma. Actually, I'm surprised that somebody hadn't come out with it. It's the Russians.
Right.
They hacked into it. Trump's behind this thing. Let's impeach him.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
I'm surprised that somebody hasn't accused the GOP of doing this. But, I mean, what could be better? They're just imploding. Everything they touch now is turned to crap. I mean, it's just... They can't get anything right. They couldn't get the impeachment right. Now they can't even get the dadgum caucuses right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean,
and now they're trying to suggest, well, maybe we shouldn't have Iowa as the first in the nation. It's like, no, the Republican side went fine. It went fine in 15, like, or in 16.
Joey, in this day, and all the stuff we know about these apps and everything, there's just no excuse for all the knowledge and that's out there about doing these things. And you know what I'm saying? I could probably get my 5-year-old granddaughter probably to run that app as good as they did it. Something's fishy here.
Something's very fishy. And also, why do you need to... it should just be a simple reporting app. It doesn't have to be that complicated or technical. And you should have, if the app doesn't work, these paper backups. I saw photos of them, the presidential preference cards. Just collect those cards and hand it into central offices, reporting stations. I don't understand what the issue is.
Well, if you're a conspiracy nut, mm-hmm. which I am not, this probably gives them some more time to rearrange the results, if you know what I mean.
Oh, and it's not, you don't have to be a conspiracy nut to believe stuff like that. I mean, just look at LBJ, for instance.
Something's rotten here.
And think about it this way, Jim. Like, the Montgomery Election Center, when all that went down with the first mayoral, the first run at the mayoral race with all the candidates. And there are a few, inconsistencies and whatnot, but it wasn't, in my opinion, as I looked over it and talked to the Secretary of State for Alabama, Merrill, it didn't seem like something that actually affected any votes. But still, it made people here in Montgomery say, "What's going on? What are you doing with the election?"
No.
And you better get this right in the runoff. So that was hardly anything compared to this. Presidential-level politics where we still don't even have anywhere near a result publicly reported.
Yeah, I stayed up last night. No, I didn't stay up the whole, you know, keep staying up, but I was watching, keeping up with it as I was flipping channels. And it got to the point, I mean, it was getting embarrassing. Especially at Fox, they're sitting there, interviewing all these people. You know, what's going on? And looking at their watches, filling in all this dead air time. And it just got to the point, I don't know when they threw the towel in and said, let's go home and go to bed. But, it was funny watching all three of the 24-hour news networks scrambling, trying to fill it in. And the bad part was if you're an MSNBC person, you had to sit there and look at Rachel Maddow for all this time.
You know, of all the types up there, I don't love Rachel Maddow. But I don't think she's terrible at what she does. She's just wrong. But there are some others on those stations and on those networks that are just not even good at broadcasting.
I think the worst one on MSNBC. Well, it's maybe a tie, but I think the worst is that Mr. O'Donnell, is that his name?
Larry.
He is a idiot. I mean, serious. He is so biased, prejudiced against the president. It's just unbelievable. He'll say anything.
Can't we just get Keith Olbermann back? Like, I couldn't stand the guy, but at least it was like watching Howard Beale reborn. He was incredibly entertaining. So, like, let's get him back, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But when do you think, this thing could go on till I hope they don't get it done today. That's just going to – can you imagine Trump tonight, what he's going to say about it?
Congratulations to all the candidates in Iowa.
You're all losers.
We will do an investigation to look into any interference in the election. Oh my God.
I wonder if he's going to, when he stands up, he said, you'll notice I'm not standing on a box as I give this speech.
Well, I love Trump when he's like, those old dolls, like you pull the string and they'd say something. I was reminded of that with Sean Hannity's lightning round with Trump. You just say a word, and Trump reacts. I think that's what he should do for the State of the Union. Anybody throw out a word. He'll work the crowd like a stand-up group. Throw out a word. Windmills, Mr. President, windmills. They kill all the birds. The energy is intermittent.
And you know it, Joey, and I know it. When I saw him make that comment about the box, I knew that wasn't true. And he knew it wasn't. He was just picking it because the guy's a little shrimp. I think he's about 5 foot. But the man, MSNBC, they run with it like, oh my gosh, you hear what he said? He lied. He lied again.
Right.
And everybody knew it was just a joke. But yeah, he's good. I'd like to see that more often with the president. Just have him talk to somebody and the guy throws out a word.
Right.
It's a new game show.
It'd be great. Like,
The Don speaks.
Well, and he's got so many hits. It's like, Mr. President, what do you think of dogs? Well, Baghdadi died like a dog. And it's because of a great, wonderful dog, Conan. You remember Conan? He helped take out Baghdadi. He was a good dog. Good boy.
On another station there, they run a show. You know what I'm talking about? The Big Show. John Boy and Bill, you've heard that. I'm sure you've heard their show.
Oh, yeah.
They run that. Have you heard that parody song they run on there, Big Bag Don? And it is funny. Big Bag Don.
It's been a while since I've listened to him, but
it's great. But anyway, this is going to be an interesting day. I'll tell you what, there won't be a dull moment today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be a fun one. Appreciate it, Jim.
And tomorrow will be the icing. All right, buddy. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon in mere moments. My co-host Jack Campbell is delayed. Some inconsistencies this morning, but he should be here. We should have results before the Iowa results come in.
River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To the town of Alfrey, rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached.
No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'll get a little more serious and read exactly what happened last night in Iowa. What an absolute mess. But first, this part of the program, folks, is part of News and Views, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive, located in downtown Montgomery at 38 East Jefferson Street, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station downtown on East Jefferson Street. Jenkins Tire and Automotive is a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery. And it serves all the River Region. Now, if you work downtown here in Montgomery, it's an incredible place to drop off your car, truck, or SUV to get it serviced while you work. But you don't have to work downtown. They have a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. And they have state-of-the-art equipment because they actually have great relationships with a lot of other commercial entities. So they service a lot of fleets of vehicles or specialty vehicles like big service trucks or buses, vans. But that state-of-the-art equipment is great for your everyday car, truck, or SUV. All their technicians are ASE certified at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. And the best way to utilize the state-of-the-art equipment, these top-notch technicians, is to make an appointment with Jenkins Tire and Automotive. You can stop by any time, but if you want to make it very quick, run very smoothly, well, the appointment and your vehicle, call 265-0792, 265-0792. Say, hey, I heard Joey and Jack talking about Jenkins. And on the radio, I'm thinking, Jenkins, I'd like to bring the car in at noon or bring the car in at 2:30. And they can set you up. That's what I did about 2 weeks ago. It was quick, easy. I just went in for a basic oil change and a general check on the car. They did great work, swift work, for a very reasonable price. And when I say they do it all over there at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, they really do. They do the standard oil change, the basic maintenance on a vehicle, but they can also do those big repairs, whether air conditioning repair, transmission repair, or, again, those little things like windshield wiper blades. They do it all. And if you have an outdoor vehicle, you don't even have to drive with that outdoor vehicle to 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery. They will come to you with a service truck to service that four-wheeler, that side-by-side,
or that tractor. An incredible service offered by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. So make an appointment, call them today, 265-0792, 265-0792, or visit them online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. You can also find them on Facebook at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. Let's go to the phones again. 272-9228 is the number to call if you'd like to talk to moi. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. It's Tony.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
I'm doing well. I just had a question. Do you know if there's going to be any primary debate for the Senate before the primary?
Any debate in the Senate?
Yeah, for Alabama.
Oh, for the Senate, with Doug Jones, or the primary debate. Yeah. So will there be a debate between Tuberville, Sessions, Byrne,
exactly.
A whole lot? Yeah. Not that I've heard of. I think Tuberville will be for it. I've heard directly from Bradley Byrne he'd be for something like that. I don't know if it, just putting on my political hat, if it would really suit Jeff Sessions. Like, why would he need to do a debate?
What is your opinion, though?
I always like debate. I want more debate.
Yeah, that's what I feel, too. I'm leaning toward Byrne, but I would like to see a debate, to see what their feelings are on a lot of the subject.
Well, it's also how they answer questions directly on policy, but it's also, you can tell a good bit about somebody how they carry themselves under pressure like that. And
exactly.
I would like to see it. I've just not heard any confirmation of that.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. 272-9228. So, yes, last night, reporting from Des Moines, Iowa, a technical meltdown in Iowa Monday night set off a bedlam in the critical first contest for the Democratic presidential nomination, triggering competing claims of victory and stoking doubts about the legitimacy of the eventual outcome. No results had been reported by midnight Eastern. Still haven't been reported right now, folks. And the Iowa Democratic Party said on Tuesday morning, this morning, that it planned to release caucus results, quote, as soon as possible today, end quote, while also emphasizing that its ultimate goal is to ensure, quote, the integrity and accuracy of the process. Okay. Candidates stepped into the void. Pete Buttigieg went first by claiming victory, misleadingly in the view of Bernie Sanders, whose campaign responded by releasing unofficial figures showing his strength. Amy Klobuchar also joined in by citing unverified results she said demonstrated her robust performance. The biggest quote-unquote winner might have been Joe Biden. According to the Iowa entrance poll, he was hovering close to the viability threshold of 15% statewide. But the question surrounding the vote counting served to obscure a potentially poor performance. The former vice president, facing potentially ugly headlines going into New Hampshire and beyond, couldn't get out of Iowa fast enough. "We're going to walk out of here with our share of delegates," Biden declared to a packed room on the Drake University campus. "It's on to New Hampshire." Okay, Joe. Conversely, it might have delivered a blow to Sanders and Buttigieg, who have appeared to track to do well in the state. Whether the victor turns out to be Sanders or Buttigieg or someone else, that candidate was denied the chance to give an election night victory speech to a nationwide audience, a springboard heading into New Hampshire. And again, folks, they're just focusing, from what I'm reading, on just the Democratic politics of this. But I think if you look across the aisle at the president, that's what these Democrats are running on. I unfortunately listened to some of Mayor Pete, or former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, his speech last night. He really was declaring victory. It was a bizarre thing. Spiking the football when it's not even clear you made it into the end zone. Bernie Sanders gave kind of a victory speech. Elizabeth Warren. And all of them focused on Trump. Now, Buttigieg tries to act magnanimous. He tries to act like, well, we're going to bring people together. What does he call them? Future former Republicans. You know, it's a clever line, Pete. But I think the party here in Iowa, the Democratic Party, dropping the ball like this just leaves free running room to the president of the United States. I'm seeing a tweet now. It's not the fault of Iowa. It is the do-nothing Democrats. Because now folks are saying, why do we even have Iowa's first in the nation state? This drumbeat was being, put forth before this fiasco last night because of Bernie Sanders leading in the polls. So it is amazing to see how much right out of the gate the Democratic Party has stumbled. I'm sure the candidates have had some colorful four-letter words to be throwing out at the Democratic Party in the state. This is an abysmal failure on their part. Well, there's Mayor Pete declaring victory. I actually think it does work out. I'd imagine Bernie Sanders probably won, and Buttigieg came in second. It could be vice versa, but I think my gut tells me Bernie won that state. And to be a little conspiratorial, I think that's why we're having a little difficulty finding the results. They want to throw this thing into chaos. And really, it's terrible for the candidates, but it's really good for the, well, media. You know, for a long time, I've heard people say that the media is a wing of the DNC, of the Democratic Party. I think it's actually, in many regards, especially when it comes to presidential candidates, the other way around. I think the DNC and these Democrat presidential candidates are a wing of the national media. I think the media are the ones in charge. And though they didn't like having to fill last night for hours on end waiting for these results, they love a good controversial story. So it'll play into their hands. We'll see where this goes. But tonight, the Democrats have to leave the stage because tonight, President Donald John Trump delivers the State of the Union before he's even been acquitted by the Senate. And by the way, senators, as I speak, are giving their closing remarks, the senators themselves. And it is already pretty interesting. Mitch McConnell had some interesting opening remarks. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. 272-9228. Be right back.
The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $4.49 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. We have a significant storm system that'll be affecting the state over the next two or three days. For today, scattered showers around from time to time. It's going to be a breezy day with a high temperature in the lower 70s. And then scattered showers continue tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm, low 52. Tomorrow, high in the mid-70s. Breezy, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of the storms possibly severe by afternoon and evening. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll instantly alert you for severe weather watches or warnings because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store or search Rich Thomas Weather. There's more rain in the forecast Thursday, mid-60s, and then much cooler, breezy Friday, mid-50s for a high. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Those days, used to remember the street race, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, just put them in the rain back.
Never meaning no harm.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. You know, I have to agree with Chris Matthews of MSNBC. I don't think Bernie Sanders is going to be president, but also I don't think Joe Biden's going to be president. At least Bernie can string sentences together. At least Bernie's been consistent. Now, what he's been consistent about, you know, I certainly disagree with, and a lot of people will. But at least he's been consistent and a genuine person in that regard. Joe Biden, the idea that Joe Biden is going to be an effective candidate, a candidate against Donald Trump, is baffling to me. Straight up baffling. Maybe that's my youth and inexperience. And that's sort of how the breakdown's happening. If you look into the polls, what's happening is that Joe Biden has a lot of support from, say, his peers. From 65 and up folks, who tend to be the folks who vote the most, who pay attention the most. And Bernie has most of his support by people in their, you know, 30s. Let's say 40 and under. Bernie has massive support, which makes me want to look at my generation and go, what are you guys doing? And I think part of Bernie's appeal is not necessarily his solutions, but he wants to build a movement. He wants to build a revolution. He's saying the system is rigged and corrupt. Essentially, Bernie labels a lot of the problem somewhat correctly. Now, if the idea is that it's the problem with this country is just the greed of big business and of profit motives and of capitalism, no, that's not really the problem. I would say crony capitalism, if we're going to call it that, is the problem. I would say there is a lot of corruption. But it's never made sense to me that power to the people means more power to the federal government. I just don't understand that. Maybe I'm immune from that sort of logic. Maybe I listened to too much Rush Limbaugh as a kid. You know, actually, my dad, I don't remember him listening to a lot of Rush in the car. But I do have this vague memory of my dad watching Rush back when Rush had a TV show. And I'm sure all of y'all have heard by now, Rush Limbaugh has announced he has very late stage lung cancer. And as somebody who has seen what cancer can do up close and personal, I wish you well, Rush. I wish you a swift recovery. even if it might keep you off the air for a while, you still got a lot of life to live and a lot to give, even if it's off the airwaves. But I have a feeling you'll be back. And, you know, I've never been, I'm too young. I was never a huge Rush Limbaugh fan just because I was too young, really, to listen all the time. But the guy's an institution. He's made this industry, the radio, talk radio business, especially conservative talk, what it is today. And you have to give him all due respect in that regard. So get well soon, Rush. I'm sure you've got the best doctors money can buy. Now, to give you a little flavor of what's going on Capitol Hill, here is Mitch McConnell, what some folks are calling Moscow Mitch now. It's just amazing. The Russia hysteria is amazing. Baffling to me. But here's Mitch McConnell doing his opening remarks. What they're doing now, folks, is before the vote to whether on to convict or acquit the president, senators themselves are now speaking. And here is the majority leader, the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, speaking on what just happened these last few weeks.
Mr. President, these past weeks, the Senate has grappled with as grave a subject as we ever consider. Request from a majority in the House to remove the president. The framers took impeachment extremely seriously. But they harbored no illusions that these trials would always begin for the right reasons. Alexander Hamilton warned the demon of faction would extend his scepter over the House of Representatives at certain seasons. Mm-hmm. He warned that an intemperate or designing majority in the House might misuse impeachment as a weapon of ordinary politics rather than an emergency tool of last resort. The framers knew impeachment might begin with overheated passions and short-term factionalism, but they knew those things could not get the final say. So they placed the ultimate judgment not in the fractious lower chamber, but in the sober and stable Senate. They wanted impeachment trials to be fair to both sides. They wanted them to be timely, avoiding the procrastinated determination of the charges. They wanted us to take a deep breath and decide which outcome would reflect the facts, protect our institutions, and advance the common good.
You know, folks, I've had a little trouble sleeping the last few days. I think it's just changing the weather, having a head cold, then not having the cold, some nights taking Benadryl, not taking Benadryl, whatever the reason I'm not able to sleep. I'm actually not all that stressed out. I feel pretty good these days in that regard. A lot better than the holidays. But anyway, I've had trouble sleeping, and I never thought that, you know, maybe CBD is a good choice. Maybe, what is that, Melatonin or whatever that's called. All these different sleep aids. But I'll just listen to Mitch McConnell, and I should go right to sleep. Goodness, Mitch. He's making good points, but you really are the embodiment of what the Senate's supposed to be, I suppose, Mitch. 272-9228, 272-9228. Again, folks, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. There is a Valentine's special going on right now at Dan Black Studios. 50% off video transfers, not including films, for News and Views listeners only. So if you have those old videotapes, old analog memories, bring them into the digital future. Tell Dan Black you're a News and Views listener. You get 50% off that transfer. Valentine special. 279-6036, 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. Thank you again to Dan Black and the whole team being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just
want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Cryer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Cryer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylucquire.com today. That's acbylucquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
84417.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the king of clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off all video transfers to digital format. Films not included for News and Views listeners. 50% off for Valentine's Day. 279-6036. 279-6036. That is the number for Dan Black Studios. Thank you again to Dan Black and the team for being great sponsors here of the program. So where are we at here? Well, State of the Union tonight. Still awaiting the Iowa caucus results. Maybe the president will announce the Iowa caucus results himself during the State of the Union. So this is an absolute mess. Acquittal is expected on Wednesday, just a formality at this point. I'm going to continue for the good bit, few remaining minutes we have here. Let's go back to Moscow Mitch or Cocaine Mitch. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
They call the Senate, quote, the most fit depository of this important trust.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we'll know whether that trust was well placed. The drive to impeach President Trump did not begin with the allegations before us. Here was reporting in April of 2016, this is before the president was the nominee. Donald Trump isn't even the Republican nominee yet, but impeachment is already on the lips of pundits, newspaper editorials, constitutional scholars, and even a few members of Congress. Here was the Washington Post headline minutes after President Trump's inauguration. The campaign to impeach President Trump has begun, the Washington Post said. The articles of impeachment before us were not even the first ones House Democrats introduced. This was a go-around number. This was a go-around number of roughly seven. Those previously alleged high crimes and misdemeanors, Mr. President, included things like being impolite to the press and to professional athletes.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
It insults the intelligence of the American people to pretend this was a solemn process reluctantly begun because of withheld foreign aid. No, Washington Democrats' position on this president's been clear literally for years. Their position was obvious when they openly rooted for the Mueller investigation to tear our country apart. And we're disappointed, when the facts proved otherwise. It was obvious when they sought to impeach the president over and over. Here's their real position, Mr. President. Washington Democrats think President Donald Trump committed a high crime or misdemeanor the moment he defeated Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. That is the original sin of this presidency, that he won and they lost. Ever since, the nation has suffered through a grinding campaign against our norms and institutions from the same people who keep shouting that our norms and institutions need defending. A campaign to degrade our democracy and delegitimize our elections from the same people who shout that confidence in our democracy must be paramount. We've watched a major American political party adopt the following absurd proposition. We think this president is a bull in a china shop, so we're going to drive a bulldozer through the china shop to get rid of it.
Well done, Mitch McConnell. Now that's pretty good. Because the president, this president, Donald John Trump, is a bull in the china shop, let's run over the china shop with a bulldozer. It really has been this scorched earth campaign, and I've said this before on these airwaves, I think if the Democrats had just done standard politicking, they probably could have beaten Trump in 2020. But that ship has sailed. Instead, they've used not only the investigatory powers given, yes, in the Constitution to the House, and in my opinion, used the impeachment process where they never should have used it. It's amazing. This guy, Lawrence Tribe, that was advising Pelosi, he just wrote a book called To End the Presidency. And one of the basic things they said is, hey, if you don't have the support of the American people, if this impeachment will create more distrust in the process and institutions than it would fix in the process that would create more faith, then don't do it. Essentially, don't do a partisan impeachment. Yet they did that. But not only did they abuse this impeachment process, they use the intelligence powers to try to frame this president and undermine 2016 and everything that happened. It has been unreal. And if y'all had just stuck to direct politics instead of using what many are now calling the deep state to do your dirty work through the press and through law enforcement, I think you could have beaten this president. At this point,